And head coach Bob McKillop is joining us now as it's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And coach, first of all, congratulations on this win here tonight. Hard-fought win, and a lot of things went right, but what we noticed right away was just a really focused team. Crisp passing, cuts, things look good from the start.
Yeah, we came out of the gate pretty well, and I thought we sustained it quite well. And then we hit a bumpy patch. We made a couple of bad decisions with some passes, and those empty possessions, they capitalized on them. But we had to make some big plays to get this done. I thought Carter Collins made some sensational big plays down the stretch. You know, that pull-up in the lane, the three-pointer, the foul shots. How about Luka making that three with the 1 or 2 seconds on the clock, just buried it. Keller's leadership, terrific. So I thought we did some really good things down the stretch that helped us secure the victory.
And Carter, for sure, 13 points for him in that second half. And you mentioned Luka. That was the second of two of his three balls in this game. What does that do, Coach, when Luka can consistently hit threes and defenders have to extend out? What can that do for the rest of the offense?
Well, that's a big asset and one that we try to capitalize upon. And I think we got Bates Jones. Poor Bates, you know, I don't think he's missed a three. They took one away, I think it was at High Point, with a little bit of a cha-cha step. And then he made one, I think, last night against Providence. He might have made one against Texas, and he made another one tonight. And unfortunately, the buzzer was just after the buzzer. So we got guys that can knock down the three at the big spot, and what that does, it opens up driving lanes. And if those driving lanes are open, you see what Carter and Kellen and Lee in particular can do as they drive to the basket.
And, Coach, tonight picking up this final win on a late night in Asheville. Talk about coming down the stretch there. You mentioned how the Running Rebels just kept coming at you, and fatigue comes into play a little bit. But, I mean, resiliency again, I would think, toward the end for you to seal off this victory.
Well, you know, it was a difficult matchup for us. Difficult because of the size. You know, they had the one big guy in the middle, but then they played four guards for a big part of the game. And number 13, you might remember, Luka started out on him. And I think this guy saw Luka guarding him and said, I'm just going to take this guy one-on-one or take him out to the arc. And, you know, he made his first two shots, and then he made one of his next seven. So he went into halftime at three of eight. And then we were able to mix around our lineups. And, you know, we didn't play Sam as much as we would have because we didn't feel he could play the two bigs because it had so many guards. And Nelson played and Michael played at the four spot. And even DK came in, David Christensen, and gave us some great minutes at the four spot. So we had to use some lineups that were pretty unorthodox for us at this point in the season. But as we go down the road, it's going to be something that we might have to deal with if we face teams with four guards, as so many teams in the A-10 have.
Coach, Justin Parker here. And Carter Collins is a guy that, you know, for a lot of his time at Davidson, he's been an energy guy. He's been kind of known as that, you know, maybe the third guard with John Axel and Kellen. He's kind of taken over that primary point guard spot right now. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, I don't mean to discourage your question, but we took him off the point tonight. we felt that the greatest strength Carter has is his ability to screen, to cut, and to defend. And he was focusing so much on being the consummate quarterback for us that it cut into his ability to do those other great things for us. We had told Kellen that we were going to put Carter at the point at the beginning of the year because we felt we needed Kellen to score and defend and rebound for us, and that playing the point might distract him from doing those responsibilities. Well, Kellen has proved his ability to do those responsibilities, so we put him back at the point, and Carter certainly demonstrated that energizer bunny aspect of his game tonight as well. So I think we've got a little bit of a solution to what we thought was a little bit of a problem by getting Kellen at the point, Carter off the ball. When Kellen comes out, Carter then goes on the ball, or, of course, Grant can play on the ball as well. And Grant is much more the prototypical point guard, and I think, you know, he made that great drive you saw. I think he got fouled on it on a hand check, but that's the kind of thing we expect from Grant. And he's been very, very good for us in practice, and I thought he had a good game against High Point. I thought he played very well against Texas, but you could see he's a little bit tentative, and twice tonight he picked up his dribble with no need or no purpose at all, and as a result, it kind of stymied his ability to run the offense, but he's going to be outstanding for us.
Well, Coach, what about just the different in-game situations that your guys have been in three games in 3 days? You've been in tight games throughout. You had to grind one out tonight. Are you pleased with the number of teaching opportunities you have going forward?
Well, it's a great learning experience, this tournament. And in the first two games, we had to make plays down the stretch without a lead. Tonight, we had to protect the lead and make plays down a stretch, and had not had that experience and didn't do it as well as we'd like to. But we did get the experience and the learning aspects of what we need to do better in this situation. Now, you should remember, 2 years ago, we were in Hawaii, the Diamond Head Classic. So we should have been in Hawaii here for the Maui. And if you recall, in the Diamond Head Classic opening round, we lost to New Mexico. Second round, we lost to the host team, Hawaii. And the third game, we played in that crazy 7:30 a.m. game against Akron. And we wound up pulling out a victory and getting one out of three in that tournament. And yet, it was such a great learning experience for us. I think it prepared us quite well for 8-10 play and the eventual winning of the 8-10 conference championship in Washington, D.C. So if this is an omen for that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's genuflect to that.
And, Coach, I remember that that wake-up call for that game in Honolulu a couple years ago at about 5 a.m. But looking at Lee and Grady and that combination, you just noticed tonight how fluid they were, decision-making. Teams had to go out. You know, it's really they can play that outside-in game by themselves, and I thought they did that very well.
Yeah, you know, they're both able to put it on the floor so efficiently, and they can do it going right and going left. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, there was a pivotal call in the game that was a five-point turnaround. Could have been a six-point turnaround, actually. Kellen drove the lane and got called for charge, made a terrific teardrop. And the referee called it a charge, took away the basket, and they went down in that next possession and scored a three. The referee came to me during the timeout and said, "Coach, I'm sorry, I blew it. I looked at the monitor, I saw it, the guy slid him." So, you know, you hear that, and, you know, you say, okay, we had to fight through that, and look what happened. Perfect example of what Kellen did. He was terrific making a big play at a big time.
So, Coach, up next for you, you get some time off from at least playing a game. There's never any time off. The guys are getting ready for exams. Just talk about the next week or so, what that'll look like for your team.
Yeah, they've already started exams. You know, you could see the guys today in meeting rooms and areas of the hotel that was set aside for us where they were doing their work. In fact, I came into the breakfast room yesterday. I guess it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was Bates already fully engrossed in his computer doing some schoolwork. And so they're going to be tied up with exams for the next couple of days. We'll get a practice here and a practice there. And at least the feeling is going to be, well, not bad. You know, we did okay. We could have come away with a couple of more victories. We didn't, but we got the final one. And, of course, Texas is a team that we had a last-second shot to win at, wins it all. So not hanging our head at all.
And, Coach, your final thoughts on these 3 days in Asheville?
Very unique. Very unique. I enjoy and love the city of Asheville so much, but you really couldn't do anything here. We just went from the hotel to the bus to the arena and never went outside the hotel except to get into the bus and go to the arena. So, pretty unique experience.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the win tonight. Safe travels back to Davidson. We look forward to seeing you around.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Justin.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.